Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for your interest. It's very overwhelming know that other people are interested.
You know, your story is really something special. I was mostly interested to talk to you because you've taken what Giulio has taught as his personal experience, and you've tried to apply that to your own life. You've listened to what he said about allowing openness to come. You had hardly anyone to study with. So let's give our audience a little taste of how you came to Gyrotonic and where you are now.
In 2008, I had a conversation with my friend from New York, and I said to her, so what's new in the Pilates world? So she said to me, no, Pilates is over, there is Gyrotonic now. So I'm like, what is it, Gyrotonic? She said, I can't explain, just have a look on YouTube. So I opened YouTube and I was memorized. I was like, this is the exercise of the future. So after 2 weeks, I booked myself into a course in Israel, where my parents live, with Roni in Haifa. And she didn't want to really accept me to the course because I had no previous experience. So I said to her, but I have no one to learn with. You have to get me to the course. I promise I will work hard. So she did. I didn't have any clue what's going on. So that was my entrance. I was a fitness instructor. I just knew that there is something in there for me, and I have no idea what I'm requested to do with my body. And it was really weird. All this system was really weird, but I had to keep on, and I was wanting to come to the stage where I can have my own pulley tower so I can practice myself, because I had no teachers. So
you had no one around?
No, only in London, which was very difficult to go because I had little babies. So once I got my machine, my pulley tower, I placed it in the house and I just practiced night and day, trying to figure it out, trying to understand. I had some kind of flashbacks coming from the courses, and then start to teach people. We had lots of conversation about it. People came to practice the pulley tower, but we also used to talk a lot. What we feel. I let everyone know about that video of Giulio expressing what is it, what is it, Gyrotonic. It's a beautiful video. Everybody knew about it. So that's how we try to understand what it is.
How, when you were practicing by yourself with no teacher,
yeah,
what was your experience in trying to uncover the nuances of this work?
I was doing the bicycle on the pulley tower from the hamstring series. I remember my teacher shouting at me, don't bend your knee. I still remember that. And I'm like, what do you mean don't bend your knee? When you bicycle, you have to bend your knee. So I tried to figure that kind of sentence, what it means not bending the knee. So I tried to do it with less bending the knee. I tried to do it in all different way, try to understand how the breathing works. I think when you're repetitively doing it, it just comes to you, and then you start to feel things happening inside your body and you listen to it. And that's the only way. Arch and curl was a complete disaster with my body because I was just using my lower back. Mm-hmm. So I'm very mobile in my lower back. So I was just like moving my back, didn't really get the up curl. Mm-hmm. And so I had to just go through the experience and figure it out how to do it in a way that it will feel right. Mm-hmm. It's all about feeling. So I was developing some kind of intuition, some kind of instinct that I was listening to, rather than instructions.
But that requires some degree of awareness of
your
own body.
Yes.
How did you develop any kind of self-awareness?
So I think that's what's very good about Gyrotonic system. It does really develop the awareness of people. When I teach, I just let them be aware, and they find their own awareness. Because when you start to move, you have to listen. Well, what is the movement telling you to do? Or how to follow the movement? I've been through so much since then that it's very hard to me to repeat that experience, but it's just a long, long searching for language. What is there for me? Why do I do that?
Tell me about the language. You were just talking about something that we have to learn a new language of the consciousness.
After a long, long experience with Gyrotonic and courses, and I did other stuff like classical Pilates and starting to get really deep into my body, I start to realize that I need a different outlet, not just exercise or movement, I need to do something else. And at that time I start to paint lots of different walls in my body, and that was a hard work. So it came to me that I need to do, I will do painting on a canvas. So I start to use paint on a canvas, and I start to realize that there is some kind of therapy in there, because you don't know what you're doing, you're just responding to what's happening on the canvas. And I start to realize that once you finish the paint, you get, the paint is talking to you, and you get feelings like a movement of the paint, some kind of lines and dots, something happening and you're looking at it. And then I start to realize that it actually feels like a language that people don't understand in words, but when they look at it, it speaks to them. So it's a different language. Then I realize that it's the same with movement. Movement is language. And and the body that speaks that movement is the only one who knows that language. So your body language will be different than my body language. So it's the same thing with arch and curl. When you do gyrotonic, it will not have the same meaning as I have, because I'm expressing it through my body. And when you do it, you will have a different meaning for yourself, because you're expressing it through your body. So it's just expression. And I think Julia always mentioned that it's gyrotonic is the expression of the body. It's just expression, and this kind of expression in me interpreted it to painting, which I never in my life thought I would do. It just makes me laugh when I say it.
This is a great transition to you painting. I'd like to preface this that you were not a painter. You
never.
Did not come from...
Anyone who knows me, they laugh, because they know that in art classes, the teacher used to kick me out. My family laugh at me because I don't even know how to draw a chair. I'm completely, honestly, like, I don't have any idea about art.
Okay, so tell me about this first day where you decided, I need to express this somehow on a canvas. What year was it?
So 2018, July, I saw a Facebook message on the newsfeed of a woman that's saying painting for the heart. So I said to myself, I must go to see that woman. You know, I see what it means, painting from the heart. Maybe she will not tell me how to do things. Maybe she just let me do whatever I want, which I'm good with. So I went to this session, and it was like 7 till 11 at night. We start with a little bit of 10 minutes meditation with sound. And then she gave us the canvas, some paint, and I was completely drawn into it. Once when I finished at 11 o'clock, everybody gone. It was only me left with a lot of paint on my face, on my legs, on my... The teacher laughed at me. She said, look at you. I said, what? She said, you're all full of paint. And I was completely drawn into it. The time goes like that. And then I understand that there is something in there that it's to do with therapy. It's to do with expressing yourself. It's very deep. I don't need to speak. I don't need to tell anyone how I feel. I just do that and I get rid of everything. So I did three sessions with her, and then I thought to myself, she's only giving me a very small canvas. I need more paint, I need more canvas. So I start to buy it for myself. And then I realized it's expensive thing, but I start to buy really large. I went really large canvas because I felt like I need more space. And I bought a lot of paint and I start to do it, and there was a lot of fails. There was a lot of moment where you go, oh my God, I can't believe I did it. But I think once you start with this, you understand that there is no rules. Things happen by accident. Things happen intuitively, instinctively. And then just people look at it and they react to it because it's language. It's speaking to them. And then you feel like, I did it. It's a kind of a surprise.
When I saw your paintings, yeah, knowing that you've only been painting for 1 year, I thought, how is this possible? They're so sophisticated.
You know what? It's possible there because one time I did paint. I was in such a good mood. It was summer day, took everything out. And then I realized that painting is a moment. You have to really instinctively do what you want to do. You feel like splashing the paint, you splash the paint. You feel like scratching it, you scratching it. You feel like pouring water on it. The canvas, you can torture it. You can do anything to it. It's your platform. So what I realized that you can't think. You can't be structural. You have to respond to your instinct. It's the same thing that when you finish a gyrotonic session, everybody just want to dance. They just want to move. And someone is jumping, someone is walking fast, someone is rolling on the floor. So you're just responding to what your body wants to tell you to do.
You're expressing.
Yeah, you have a kind of a whisper. It's like, throw some water, throw some water. Take a cloth and scratch it. You know, do some print with your hands. What else? You never know what will happen. You can't predict it.
Giulio talks a lot about this work being his personal creative expression.
Yes.
So here, he's just like you talked about before, he's expressing through movement, through what he was given.
Yes.
And it sounds like you're having that same experience in movement and...
paint.
Tell me it's about exact. That.
You have to find some kind of trust in yourself. It's about you telling yourself what to do rather than someone else telling you what to do. So you have to follow your own path. So Julia one time said, I think, I don't want to quote wrong, but it's like, nobody told me to do it, it's nature. And for me, the same thing with art, it's just the nature. You know, maybe you don't like the paint, but somebody else, like, it's not about someone liking it or not liking it. It's not about aesthetic, it's about yourself. What do you want to say right now? And it just come to you as a form of a mess on the canvas. Some people will say, oh, it's disgusting, I don't like it, it's too chaotic. But then I think if you keep working on the canvas, it will start coming to harmony or some kind of balancing. It's a whole world. It's another reality that's happening at the same time.
You mentioned earlier that you feel like this openness and this sudden access to your creativity came through movement.
When I started gyrotonic, I was a fitness instructor. I was very temperament, very fiery, very sharp. And when I started to do gyrotonic, I had to change. And I did change a lot. I had lots of blockages across my body. I did lots of treatment on my body. Just because of gyrotonic, because I was looking for this openness, because I knew that it's not there. Yeah, I knew my neck is locked, I knew my shoulders is not responding. All the things that people feel when they move, and I did a lot of treatment, a lot of body work, looking for answer for pains and aches. And I think now, after so many years, I have this sense of openness. And this type of openness, I think what it does, it really opened me up in terms of feelings and emotions. It's opened my heart, basically. And my heart become so big, so full of love, full of happiness. So I think it comes on the canvas where I'm able to express deep feelings. That came from movement.
What is it about movement, though, that opens up those pathways?
I think it's the energy flow. So when you move, the you have to be open enough so you can feel the energy flow through your body, like waves. If you do arch and curl, it's come from the feet, it starts to go up, 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 and then it's go down, down, down. There is some kind of a wave feeling to everything you do. It's up and it's down, it's flow, and it's rhythm. You learn about rhythm. So even in the canvas, when you see me paint, there is moment when I'm really fast, 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 fast. And then the rhythm change, and then there is quiet. And there is a moment where you just do something and then you stop. It's very rhythmic.
People talk about energy all the time. But like you said, you were blocked. Could you physically tell when the energy started to move in new ways? Or did it just happen?
It's a lot to do with me trying to release the stiffness that I always felt in my upper spine, neck, shoulders, throat, chest. Always was tight, because when I was a fitness instructor, I used to shout a lot. I starting to get very tense. I actually had to stop doing aerobic. I don't do any aerobic. Do a lot of deep breathing, slow breathing. I had to change my whole nature. I had to become more soft, more relaxed, slow down. So it's a process of years. I remember even when I tried to slow down and be really careful not to go overexcited or too energetic, I start to feel like it's even kind of like boring life. What do you do with this quietness? You need to slow down, you need to be like relaxed. Today I understand that it comes in waves. And if I'm too excited, I need to calm down a little bit. If I'm too relaxed, I need to wake up a little bit. It's kind of like rhythm of life. And that kind of rhythm is following you in movement, it's following you on the canvas, it's following you all the time. But what I can do in the future is basically have the client time to do his session and then get into the gallery and do his paint and then go home. It's good. It's like a special program in art.
Exactly what Giulio's...
It's expression of life.
It's expression. It is self-expression. And that's exactly where this work came from. Yes. This work came from a self-expression, yes. Giulio.
There is no right and wrong. Even if people don't do the movement right, one day they will do it to the way they feel it's right for them, because that's how they feel it in their body. So at the beginning, when I started gyrotonic, I thought that I need to do it in a certain way. Then I start to realize you just need to follow yourself.
Well, it's like you said, your body speaks a different language than mine.
Yeah. So I will not look like you. We will never be able to move the same. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. Like this, you never have the same paint as the other. Everyone will have different paint.
So why do you think that movement opened up artistic creativity for you? Energy can open up all sorts of different things.
Because I always struggle with expression. I struggle with expression talking. Even talking to you, I struggle. I always felt, even like as a child, that nobody listened to me and nobody understand what I'm saying, not only in English, also in Hebrew.
Okay.
And I'm just not good in words. My husband is always encouraged me to do what I do, and he always thinks that I'm very, very creative, but I always have this kind of frustration that, no, you don't understand. And the thing is that when you do your painting, you don't need to understand anything. It's like almost like, who cares? Who cares what you're saying? It's all there in the canvas. I put it there. You take it, and you feel it for yourself, and think for yourself. But I'm not responsible anymore of what you're understanding. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
This kind of responsibility where you have to express yourself so you understand me, it's very, very frustration. And when you do it in the canvas, you go through the process, you express what you express, and that's it. It's leaving you. It's not there anymore. It could be negative emotion, it could be anything. Anything that you struggle. That's why it's therapy, I think. That's why it's therapy, and it's like it's a kind of it's a language of your subconscious. It doesn't have any sense. It's like talking gibberish.
So what is your purpose?
You know, when I start gyrotonic, I want everybody to do gyrotonic. Mm-hmm. Now I have the same feeling. I want everybody to go to the canvas and paint. That kind of feeling, because it's like I'm thinking it's that easy. All you need to do is just be yourself. It's that easy. You just don't worry if it's nice or not. You feel blue, take blue. You feel white, take white. Do you want to mix them? Mix them. Don't think.
Just do.
Just do it, you know, instinctively. And I think that's released a lot of tension from yourself.
A lot of people hear Giulio's words, but somehow you took those.
I never met Giulio. I never had a lot of master trainer to work with. Just courses that I had to do. And a lot of exploration by myself, because I felt that, the moment I saw the first video of gyrotonic, I felt like it's for me.
Mm. Right.
I felt like there is something for me here. This opening of the heart, you know, the arch, when you lift your heart up and you look up to the sky, this is what captured me the most. And I think I needed it at that time.
So what is it you want to continue to give people moving forward?
I want people to feel expression in everything that they do, and not feel that the responsibility that they need to do things right, and if they fail, somebody will kill them. So I think we are, as a humans, we are all artists. We are artists of life, and we're here to express our nature. And everyone is a different nature. Even the most boring job can be some kind of self-expression. And I think that people need to find their own self-expression.
And self-expression does not mean, it doesn't mean you're going to be a painter. It doesn't mean you're going to be a musician.
You can be a gardener.
Yes.
You can drive on a bus and do interesting route and talk to people and see things. There is expression in everything.
Where do you want to go from here with your art?
Life is expression. So you want to find it in everything you do. I don't think about this at the moment. I'm quite comfortable, you know, because like I'm in a place where I have my studio, I have my work, I have my family. Every picture is a surprising. I don't know what will happen with the next picture. And every picture that I do is a process that I'm going through. So you never know where it's going to take you. Like, I never knew that I'm going to paint. Never in my life, ever. If you ask me 10 years ago, do you think you will do something like that? I said, no. I changed so much in the last 20 years. And I think Jawatonic had a big, big psychological treatment. It had a big, big, massive, massive impact on my life.
You've been doing movement for many, many years. Why is Jawatonic any different than...
That's weird, yeah.
You were doing yoga, you were doing Pilates, you were an aerobics instructor. Why did Jawatonic do something different?
Wow, that's interesting. I never thought about this. First of all, it's very unique. Nobody give you such kind of moves. Nobody talk about the spine. You know, well, Pilates does, but Pilates is very, very controlled and you have to kind of hold yourself upright all the time. But the Jawatonic is giving you this kind of freedom to move in all different ways. I know the Jawatonic got me into this place, but I can't tell you exactly how.
So how do you know it's Jawatonic?
Because it's opened me a place where I had to connect, to feel. It's a big thing, to feel.